giant, maybe. And there was one other one. Oh, the brunch. The Panera brunch with the jazz in the background. Right. That's what it was. Hey, there he is.
When you feel or notice your present experience being processed through thought, through ideas, that can tell you that you're living virtually. The yoga, which is the engagement, is to be with this through texture, through absolute surrender of ideation, referencelessness. That's the education. Now, if you're struck dumb with enlightenment, you've been given a more or less crash course in the, we could say, remarkable or non-remarkable shift from association with ideas to awake with texture. And awake as texture doesn't process this. Being does not process itself.
Yeah. A form of process. I was reflecting because of my conversation with the guy yesterday.
Hey, guy. Yeah.
Thank you. This whole notion, first of all, the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path and all that jazz.
Right.
Not really seeing myself. I mean, to me, I absolutely don't see too much value in it. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to see the human condition or whatever. But,
yeah, thank you.
And reflecting on the, what do you call it? The three aspects of reality or whatever.
Right, the three marks of existence.
Yeah, three marks of existence.
Yeah.
There's a lot there, but you know what? I'm finding that they're so interrelated that, I mean, I'm processing, trying to figure out, like, that's still too much.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's almost like there's one thing. It just keeps, like...
Almost like.
Almost like. And I'm trying to come. I mean, so there is some processing going on there.
Why not?
But it's even something that's working more. There's something under that.
And, yes.
And I'm trying to put my finger on it.
Good luck. You can't put your finger on what's already so. You can only put your finger on something through reference point, as a finger pointer. That's why it doesn't work when one applies mind.
Probably what she has.
Yeah, I get the same thing.
We're easy crowd, huh?
Actually, it's what Francine got.
Oh, was there feta on it?
We all got it.
Like a virus.
It'll be awesome.
Oh, okay.
The Francine virus this morning. Sorry about that.
You're either
viral.
You're either the breakfast hero or the breakfast donkey.
Now, when you said being is not processing itself, is this awake texture? Something you mentioned about feeling the texture. Is that happening trans-being, trans-human, in a sense? That human dynamic of reinforcing the same thing that you think you are is happening, but it's not really, it's not central anymore. This texture relationship is, yes, or sort of?
You know, it's a lie to refer to this or one's journey as transhuman, because there's no human in the first place to be trans. You can have a transsexual human, and that makes for a fun party.
No, thank you.
But transhuman is like anything, you know.
Well, that singularity piece applies in a sense, doesn't it? This texture experiencing is sort of a one. I know, as soon as you push on something, you go, in contrast to what, my friend?
Right, so here's the laboratory for awake. Where else is it ever going to be? Here it is. Here's the laboratory for discovering whatever this has in store for you to discover. What do you see? What do you notice about it? If you're not applying a belief to it, a point of reference, a story, an impulse, or manufacturing space-time, or that you're the consequence of space-time, are you doing this? So the observation of that this is so will naturally fold in on itself when it's done or exhausted, distracting itself through assertion, through idea, through takeaway, through reference point, through what's happening or what happened or what's going to happen to me. Hi.
Hello.
And it's always been, even though that's foolish, always would suggest since when? The Big Bang or prior? What the fuck does always mean? It's only present now. And it has no durability or duration. Space-time is concocted instantaneously as the byproduct of the profundity that this is so. The moment a neocortex says, well, how did this come about? Right?
Multiple universes appear.
Yeah. Yes.
You really push the issue with the forced choice there, with the Big Bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocks and the consciousness primary box, or whatever you can call it.
Yeah. It's just a two-box survey.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you get responses?
A couple.
Did you? I'm trying to remember. I mean, yeah, sometimes I just had some like.
Yeah, really.
How do you explain what I'm feeling? How do you explain my hot flash?
Oh.
Why the heat?
I think it's because you look beautiful this morning.
Yeah, we're the ones that are warming up.
It's reflecting
back to you.
But yeah, it's a
feedback. I wasn't fishing for a compliment. Honestly, I was not. I'm sitting here
thinking.
Yeah, you don't get compliments if you fish for them.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting here starting to that hot again. I'm taking this medication that makes me have hot flashes in addition to having hot flashes. So
super hot flashes.
Yeah, so I mean, I could be like,
at least it's so hot.
If I rub against you, will I get some of that medication through the skin?
You see the trail of guys following me in the doorway? No, I'm serious. Like, how do you explain physical conditions?
Why would you need to? Are you having a physical condition? Do you need an explanation? I mean, if it's a medical condition, an explanation might come in handy. A diagnosis and a remedy for irritability might come in handy. But otherwise, that this is so. That this is so doesn't require an explanation. There is none. Or any that are given. Or horseshit.
I don't get that. I'm not following.
What did I just say? Not that I'm not asking you to repeat it. Just how did you hear it?
That this is so.
She likes it when people are put on the spot.
I bet this is so something. Where's Nan when I need her? Something about just witnesses so just like here we are.
That's it.
But in the midst of that, I'm still having a hot flash. I may not be focused on it in that moment. So it doesn't have... In that split second, I'm not focused on that experience. It's just experiencing it from one minute to the other.
How curious an observation.
I'm experiencing heat. I'm experiencing green. I'm experiencing light, a flash of light. Come on, Jeff, did I stun you? Did I stun you?
He's Googling this.
What is this? You're screwed, man.
They just say they're feeling lucky, but we're
SG.
What's the question again?
Is it that in each moment I'm experiencing something?
Well,
my senses are experiencing something. So
you're saying the undeniable reality of physicality and your sense of body.
Well, you see how there. You see how additive that is?
Yeah. Sure.
By seeing how additive that is, it can show you that it's not so.
Additive is always not so.
Processing, frame of reference, is not so. That it occurs, that we speak to each other with language, is so. Does it deliver anything? Anything that it may appear to deliver is not so. Is virtue.
Yeah, it certainly appears to be so.
Only in the virtuality of mind it appears to be so.
Which is appears to be so. That's what I mean.
Okay. The single harmonic of I know this is grandiose, right? The single harmonic of all religious and spiritual inquiry is a simple discovery. This dreams. The moment one says, I say, I'm dreaming.
Just to get a perspective on this, I always love to throw in a personal aspect. So this morning, early in the morning, waking up, still in a sort of an alpha state, and I converted to beta.
Oh.
The moment, the floating thought, I don't even remember what the thought was.
Right.
The floating thought. And then all of a sudden,
yes.
I grabbed it.
Yep.
And I'm like the master of this thing.
Yes.
And I start to conject upon it.
You're just one of those bedside Conans. Conan the librarian.
Yes, exactly. But what is that? You know, it's like there's this stuff going on, and you can't really, you know, it's just going to go on.
Well, the recollection
of it. But then the grabbing
of
it, that, it seems as though there is a control aspect that is ultimately controlled.
Oh.
Or released, or released from control.
You might. You might.
Oh, I have a cheese that's just like butter. Let me get it. I got it for you. You can't believe it.
Oh.
Wow.
That can only be sipped.
That surface tension holding that in there.
Really?
So let's see how this thing works.
We need a drum beat.
If you don't spill
like
it,
a
you
fountain.
Will become enlightened.
Oh, look at that.
I'm enlightened.
Wow.
You're
a Zen master at work.
The rice paper with
we,
that.
We knew you were hot today.
The, let's call it, perception of grasping that you're recalling so eloquently now is occurring now.
I mean, it's all awake. Awakened. I mean, awake. Beta type awake.
Yeah.
Being awake.
Well, you see, you can't put your finger on what this already is.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, that's butter.
That's a special kind of
butter. Butter ever. Oh, it's like green.
I know.
Oh, that looks
good. That looks
beautiful.
I think it's really awesome.
That's
really amazing. It's more, yeah. More than I can eat.
Well, I think we're going to share.
Thank you.
How is that different than regular butter?
That's a triple pan mild cheese. Wow. The fat content is really high, so it's almost
oh,
like butter.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I think it's probably better than butter.
I can't believe it's not cheese butter.
Bring us a pound and some crackers.
I can't wait to get mine. Grasping at that.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So looking at a recurring theme, even though there is no time, as soon as there's an identification with something,
yeah,
like my dream or I or my thoughts, this ideation then expands into a lot of activity that seems to be personal and local.
So is that observation from your past or your present?
Present.
That's it. This dreams.
Yeah, this dream, as opposed to I dream. Well, we're not opposed to it. It's just so funny. As soon as I say something, I know.
It starts
to smell. It's already rotten.
It's already 3 days old fish.
You can't get this produce home fast enough.
Yeah.
It rots in the car. Yeah.
There's no refrigerator. You can carry around with you.
What's the word that when you refer to produce that's before that it's eligible for spoiling? What's that called? It's a word somewhere. Doesn't matter.
No, but that's a useful word. It has to be a useful word.
Yes, it's prime.
If you're a grocer, you might use the word.
Just
right, I mean, there's stuff on the shelf that you can leave there for weeks, but I mean, the produce
that,
is...
That's the explaining the human condition.
Yeah.
That word, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the feeling of this, that this is so... appears to be persisting. Right? You're still here. This is. So, in primate mind, we borrow from the remarkable hallucination that this is so and appears to be of a persistent so-ness, that so must I. Be so and persistent. It borrows. Samsara borrows from this is so to imagine oneself as an entity as being great of a persistent nature. So, but what does that have got? What does that have to do with you?
Everything.
Could be everything. Could be nothing.
Some kind of observation or experience happening? How could it happen outside of this?
It can't. There's no inside or outside.
Yeah. That's, in one sense, what I mean by everything.
Yes.
It's all about...
total identification.
The made-up me or the not-made-up me.
Yes, total identification with that this is so can easily say it's all about me for sure. It doesn't mean one suffers from personality. It's the observation of, oh my gosh, this is so. And curiously, that same observation can also be expressed as no me in sight. No I in sight. Some more decaf, if I may. It may appear that we're playing around with explanations, because language, right, lends itself to comparison and measure, knowledge, explanation, justification, cause and effect, consequence, right? That's what language does. Language is a abstract, vibrational attendance to the miracle of being. But language can only be referential. Language is both source, because being is not fragmentable. But what language is attempting to infer or convince is virtual. Your present experience, or that this is so, for fun, let's say, is not virtual. it is actual. But simply by saying that this is so and therefore actual tells us what exactly? Nothing. But to play with it so that one can begin to get a more subtle appreciation of language creating virtual myth as contrasted with that this is so without language can be a useful component of, you know, your discovery of your journey of self-reflection. But it's not true.
So would that follow that all memory or recollection is made up?
Yes, it would.
So if one were to insist upon identifying what God is being, and everything worships at the altar of being, which is why you, what you mean by primacy.
Yeah, yeah. How could God be other than this, than you, than the primacy of being? Sitting on a throne where exactly? Just beyond the screen of where the Big Bang began? Is that where God is?
Where's Paranormal?
All of the superstition that has taken root in what we call human history or human experience is all virtual. It's all abstraction. And loaded with, let's call it splintering or division. God is other than self. Self is the consequence of time-space, Big Bang, relativity. Atoms are the consequence of what? Quarks are the consequence of what? The Higgs boson is the consequence of what exactly? Why is there cellular specificity and differentiation? Why is there the appearance of sentience? As in, oh my God, this is so. The survey has legs if you pay attention to it. Is present experiencing the consequence of cosmic events? Or is the appearance of cosmic events the consequence of that this is so? If one is not overwhelmed with what I did yesterday, what I'm doing now, what I hope to do once breakfast is over, what's the root confidence? The root confidence, not fact, because even fact's a little wiry, isn't it? What's the root confidence that you have now? That's not virtual.
But this is so.
And everything else is adorned.
Indeed, sir. So the transition of waking up, the alpha, the beta, the movement of a thought meme, the appearance of grasping and then commanding the universe, right, is adornment.
Is it what?
Adornment. Yeah.
But it seems, it just sparked.
Hello?
I mean, it just, you know.
Yes?
It's undeniable.
It's so.
I mean, that witnessing of that is undeniable. Something.
This is undeniable. Right? You don't have to look at it necessarily as a genesis, because it's present.
Well, it's instantaneous, and we want to see the process of it happening. But there is no process of it happening.
No. Even instantaneous is strange.
Yeah. Well, I would have to call what I was just talking about a process, just for lack of a better way to describe it. There was A, and there was a B.
No,
but I mean, with pleasure. Know, some utility in communication, just to have some agreed upon words.
I disagree.
We don't need to explain this or justify this or create some utility where there is none. It's adornment. Song actually.
Yeah,
forget about you.
Way more durable.
There's only me, and I want pizza.
I want world pizza.
I want you with your pizza.
I've got pizza.
If
come
you
on.
Have pizza, text me.
Bring your own topic.
What's this song? Delightful stuff.
So what I notice in the self that just keeps showing up. That I mind it less when I don't take it as some sort of ultimate truth.
You can't, because when you start minding or not minding yourself, you're the goddamn self.
That's right. A more clever eye is behind.
Yeah, this creates meta-identities behind itself that one loves to occupy as the soul, right? The soul and sustainable persona.
Oh, my cleverness just blew up.
Fuck you, fuck me, fuck this.
I was being somewhat wise.
Yeah.
Jim.
Good luck.
Okay, so it has those little brackets where you know somebody's nested. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh boy, isn't that fun?
Yeah,
you take the utility.
Yeah, that's.
But this is it's a valuable shift because, let's say, that I'm driven to religion or spirituality, a mentor, reading, movies, yogas of many kinds, to ameliorate suffering. Right? And what do we really mean by ameliorate suffering? The burden of self, the irritability, the apprehension, the fear.
The clinging of
The instantaneous clinging, the shame, right? The anger, the grief. We're thinking that by doing TM or the work, that we will aspire and arrive at a place where I don't take myself so seriously anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Some more decaf at your convenience. Thank you.
Now I'm already drugged up.
Just water.
So we want to be the survivors of our spiritual effort and come out free from suffering. So we create another meta self, a durable, the imagination of a durable self that will have a better experience once I complete the workshop. And then all of this horrific talk, which I overhear in that other Sunday morning space about your ego does this and your ego does that and that's the ego and this is the ego And I just, I cringe.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Stop talking about me.
Yeah. You see, because all of that chatter about what the ego is or isn't, or what it does or doesn't do, or what your ego is about, is absolute hallucination. And it fits into the rubric of one wanting to have constructive conversations to come out on the other end, free from suffering. And all it is a virtual continuity of self. Why not break the entire habit? How? Because how would suggest that there's a condition when you're not seeing that.
Yeah.
And then through some... Hi.
Hello. Hi,
Denise.
Hey,
Denise.
Another coming too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, where are you?
Hi,
Okay, these giant
balloons.
Oh, no.
How would suggest that you're in a condition at present which is not the ideal condition, and that you want to move to the ideal condition through a process or a method, through an explanation, through an education, through some kind of improvement? So the moment you take up the myth of how,
okay,
you're fucked.
Okay. I actually got that.
Yeah. There's a call it a primacy of illusion that we might argue is present. That this is so is, I would say, sobriety. Once this is so to me, that's a bender. So I'm on a bender, which is, this is so to me. And it's not going my way, is it? Doesn't appear to be going my way. So A, I'm drunk out of my mind. I'm on the bender of self. I've noticed through the lens of my inebriation that it's not going my way. And I want it to go my way. So I say, how can I make this go my way? We never go back to the original hallucination, to the original inebriation. We keep wanting to solve myth within the sphere of myth. It won't work. It doesn't work. It can't work. Not because you're not giving it your best, but because you're operating within an atmosphere, a sphere of absolute myth. You're misunderstanding that this has no duration and there's no self. So we have to reel it back in. You can still stay drunk, that's fine. You know, I'm not necessarily saying sobriety is a must-have. It can be useful, right?
Yeah, it's as useful as anything else to it. But
yeah.
As you say, ameliorate.
Yes.
My wacky condition.
That's right.
Only it has some really bad consequences.
Yes, yes, it always does.
It gets out of control a little too quickly.
Well,
it starts out of control and then it just...
Well, look at read the news. Not that the news is reflective of anything, but get a feeling for how strangely weird and panicked the species might be, at least as the news would like us to believe. And you can see the consequence of the inebriation of self.
Well, self just self. Inebriation is part of the deal, right?
It's the same.
It's the same.
I have blueberries and cantaloupe.
Yeah. It's interesting when we use the phrase singularity, everything appearing is adornment.
Can I get a water, please, with lemon?
It's never not itself, no matter how it's showing up, no matter how we might phrase our observation of the way that it's showing up. Yeah. So like you were, you know, anicca, anatta, dukkha, you can't really find the boundary. They're just three kind of delicious clevernesses pointing at the same collapse of reference point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those can be subtle things in my conversation with the guy that I was talking about before. So, well, you know, he was talking about the dream aspect. Saying, well, that's like, there is no God. And I'm like, wait, which one is saying there's no God? It's like no self somehow is extrapolated into no God.
Well, he might be a fool. Most likely he is. That's right.
It's learned enough to be dangerous.
I know.
It's kind of a given.
Well, you know, if a Christian is explaining Buddhism to someone else, one of the high points is there is no God.
Yeah.
It's useless. It's trying to attribute a transcendent... It's trying to place a transcendent revelation in the context of Christianity.
Yeah, you're starting off right
now. Not going to happen.
The thought that comes up for me is if you assert not God, you elevate the importance of God, not God. Why?
Yeah, it's jewelry.
Right? I mean, isn't it more cleverness?
Mm-hmm.
If I realize that any concept of God is not God, I'm more aware, I'm more awake, I've got a better handle. It's like, God, not God, whatever you like.
Right. This moment right here is free of adornment. It's absolutely free of causal accusation. This moment is free of causal accusation. That renders all religions and all spirituality moot. That was easy. I thought I had to get a PhD in refuting everything. No, not really.
Button.
Yeah, well, look at it. It's refreshing every moment. Who could you say you were the same now that you were a nanosecond ago? As if there were a nanosecond ago. As if there's a present moment. There's no present moment. Not now. Not ever. And this is doing whatever it appears to do through the lens of adornment. That's not good or bad or anything. We're not in this to make a utilitarian discovery.
We're not going to open up any missions anywhere.
Well, Andres, here we are. We're at the mission. This is the mission. We're on a mission from God. Everybody is. even when we're killing each other, we're on a mission from God.
We are?
What else could you be?
It's a zero-sum game.
Now, how does the sense of individuation, the impracticality of individuation, get launched here? Now, not when you were conceived or born or a week ago or when you had a peak experience or a bad day. How does the impractical myth of individuation launch here?
Well, it launches at every moment as well, wouldn't it?
Answer the question.
How?
I need to address an assumption in the question. The word impractical.
Yeah. It's a value judgment. I threw it in. I thought I could slip it by you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I'll refrain from responding to it.
All right, pull the word impractical.
Hold him to it, Dave. He just looks. Right on.
Put your foot on his neck and hold it there.
$70
or $17. How does the miracle of this being so? Not that we know what it is or isn't, not that it's this or even so, convince you of individuation?
It's pretty darn.
It's pretty darn.
And yet there's this sense, there's this felt sense of, I don't want to say me, but it seems to be everything that comes in seems to be filtered through sort of this experience. In the center of the universe, I am the center.
Indeed.
Well, there seems to be this confirming, this continuous confirming nature of this. It's like it's just, you know, of this, of the thoughts, of the sensorium. It's like, here I am, here it is, you know, it's like, you know. And it doesn't let up until you sort of switch off and you have to fall off into sleep or something.
It doesn't let off then?
And then you still get these inputs and images. It's just that the somehow that grasping of it is kind of like schizophrenic.
No, no, but you're right. It continues in dreams completely. You know, it does not let up. It just kind of might change where you are, what you think you're doing, but it doesn't let up.
No, but there's
it's pure survival.
But there's
survival of what?
Control aspect
of the virtual reality. It's like the hologram wants to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of this in simple relationship to nature, like berries. You pick one and it's poison, and your body knows it and it'll spit it out. And then memory somehow stores, don't eat that. And then you pick another berry and it's sweet, delicious. And your body remembers, eat that.
And then you get diabetes.
And I see that function I have a little problem with. The function I tend to have an issue with is when I get really complex and look at overall big picture, broad brush, I think I understand stuff. And I'm delighted to, let that be what it is without feeding it, in a sense. Like, if I only understood, I'd be in a better place.
It will take you down.
Yeah.
Primarily, before we think anything about this, the irrefutability that this is so is curiously so. Right? That experiencing is so is not dependent on how I'm feeling or what I'm thinking about, what my commitments are, what my knowledge is.
How about the feeling tone that sort of seems to be present? I mean, maybe that's a human thing, you know, that there's this, there can be sort of this overlap of a feeling, like if a person is depressed, it's like, what,
why refer to it as an overlap? Yeah. This is not really accompanied by itself, is it? It's not like you've gone to the ball with a date. This is so. Is it really conveying individuation to the likes of you?
It's what happens when we always make an assumption. It makes an ass out of you and assumption or something like that.
You and me.
This is bizarre. You see, when there's no frame of reference or anecdote or a story told or belief system or explanation or justification,
but I can tell you that I find
you
it
can tell me so much
that it is a miracle. It is remarkable that as I finish this delightful omelet thing, whatever it was,
thank you, Chris.
I appear to be sated. I'm satisfied. I have no longer craving for more food. Isn't that a coincidence? There's something there.
If you don't extrude ourselves in temporality, what seems like fun?
Well, you're enjoying life. It's kind of like it's kind of another amelioration. It's another. Buddy. It's not bad or good.
The sense of a self of a durable nature is nothing more or less than an association, than a belief, a perhaps fractured interpretation of the primacy. The myth of individuation is borrowed, thank you, from the primacy, and then goes hog wild. As we, you could say practice, but it's kind of weird. See, your revelation is always instantaneous. So practice is, how can you repeat this? It's not. It's not repeating. How do you think one, how can I repeat anything? This is always on. As being so, as suchness, as absolutely free from any and all adornment. So what are we practicing exactly? Thank you. So the feeling of this, the irrefutability, that it's so, is itself. Is revelation, but not of something to someone. Yes. Yeah, practice.
I mean, you can be as lost as anyone, and it doesn't matter. It's all perfect.
Yep.
So why bother to practice?
When that day comes, drop your pencil.
And over and over and over and over again, the evidence is right in my face.
Here we are.
And this is it. Practice or not practice, it's
yeah, your word stalking is actually much better than practice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I like stalk awake. Why practice?
Loiter awake. I did use that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, loiter is good too.
That should be a college course.
Yeah.
Advanced loitering.
Be popular.
As we play around with the revelation of adornment, then we can see just how heavy our identity is. How, in a sense, limiting our self-identity is.
Especially the more we try and the more limiting it
becomes. My sense is that it's limiting in that it seems to eclipse everything else.
That's right.
It just narrows the focus to this fine little painful area, and that's all you see is taken out of it.
Right.
Open up the aperture, and there's so much more.
Yes.
Way.
Way,
it
way.
So much less important. It may still be there, but it's not that monster. All of it.
Could be an interesting way of playing around with your consciousness for a couple of minutes. It needn't have any durability. Right? Yeah, because this doesn't need an answer. I was not suggesting that was an answer. It was, you know, an observation of one's, right, genuine experience. But you can see, even after I've had a great revelation that I want to share with everyone, I'm... Where'd that go?
Yes, this gentleman was talking to me yesterday about all the work he's doing to cure people's minds, the minds of poor people.
I should have talked
about how he just wants to have an impact.
Oh, those damn, instead I just got drunk and passed out.
I thought, you know, ironically, though, the greatest thing...
Your ship came in and you missed it.
You ever make in people's lives is completely accidental. You know, people come up to me and say, I'll never forget that one thing you said to me that really changed my... And it's like, I had no memory of it whatsoever. They tell me what it is. Like, I would never say that.
You were channeling.
That's right. That's
so
right.
It's like, if we ever actually do change anybody, it's so accidental. We'll never see it coming.
Yeah.
It's inadvertent.
Yeah, it's like the Panther solving the crime.
Well, again, you know, saying something poignant and unintended in a moment that apparently changes someone's life is adornment, strength. It could be the core of a nice novel.
I think it's been done.
Well, most likely.
Wouldn't that suggest in a way that whatever this being is, that we are conduits of some sort of presence as it specifies into dream and myth? And the dream and myth is interacting with each other.
Yeah, you want to be, as do we all, a successful conduit.
maybe it's just an observation. Like, again, listening to the story and saying, there are times where I have no idea what comes out of my mouth, and boom, you know, something lights up. Is it me? Is it not me? Where
there
did
are
come from?
Times.
Did I create it? You know, shall I write a book about how to do it? No.
It's like your friend talking about vessels.
Vessels.
Yeah, audio of vessels.
Yes. Vessels.
Yeah, that was.
Castles.
Adornments, yes. There you go.
I don't know. Vessel.
Here's this non-durable, expressing immeasurably. If you care to count what it's made of, then how do I count what it's made of? Where do I begin? Stars, galaxies, planets, moons, bodies, sentient creatures, minerals, molecules, atoms, protons, electrons, neutrons, quarks. How do I count?
It's all just food.
Isn't it?
Everything you said is just a big-ass story.
It's pure adornment.
What this seems to be made of is mugs, bodies, and silverware, and lights. That's all I can think of.
But how is that any different than what I was saying?
You're saying my description of what's here is as much removed.
It's the same fantasy.
As quarks and stars.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely it is.
I'm stuck back in. You say something to somebody and it changes their mind or shifts their mind or shifts something in such a way that it has an impact on how they perceive the world.
Right.
So it's kind of like what we're doing here in a way.
Kind of.
How can that be?
Because it's not so, because it's dreamed. There is no world, there is no person, there is no sentiment, there's no change in sentiment. There's only what's so, as in right about now. Apparently adorned, whether a mug or a quart, whether a light or the sun, or the hydrogen or the helium that the sun is apparently made of on top of an iron core for billions of so-called years. See, this is so naked that anything applied or supplied is an adornment, is conjecture, is hyperbole, is a misnomer. That it's so, the miracle of experiencing is vas, as in enough, done. Any and everything else is perturbation in the field. Not that a perturbation in the field is good or bad or true or untrue or actual or virtual or anything. If the movement of ideation and reference doesn't create a prisoner, you're good to go. But you can see how ideation and reference and things being so or an explanation takes a prisoner, namely you. So where does the rubber meet the road or the pedal meet the metal? Same. And again, only in adornment, not actually. Yeah. Right. Yes. The myth of duration of consciousness is through frames of reference, through belief, through assertion, through the confidence that something is true and that its opposite must be therefore untrue. That's how the prisoner is created. Okay.
doing, James?
Very good.
It goes back to the same question. This is so. Now discover how this makes it appear that it's so to you. Same question. How does it create or take a prisoner? Odd, isn't it?
Seems like everything is the center of the universe. You can't take it away from it.
No. Can't.
You know, this whole individuation thing.
The whole individuation thing.
Is the culprit, it seems to me. And it starts just because of a body,
Body is a myth. You can't say that the myth of body is before the myth of self.
Or they may be one and the same, but
all adornment is of exactly the same nature.
And it all appears to me. As an individuation, as a particularizing.
Particularizing could be a useful word. How does a unicity, which can't go anywhere other than here, particularize? Yeah. Therefore, creating, taking a prisoner, making it appear as if you are independently so.
And then the particularizing begets the whatever the opposite is. You know, this is particular, then there's...
Since there's no time and no genesis, they are one and the same. Yes?
Yeah.
The dreaming is fucking awesome.
But it's a miracle that happens in either way.
Well, sure. Samsara is a miracle. Nirvana is a miracle. The absence of both, another miracle. I'll drink to that. The question was asked before the rest of the gang showed up, what would it look and feel like if this were without reference? We're playing with it. This is so. Does it need to be felt or seen or described as I? Could we replace "Holy shit, Batman" for I? Yeah, you could, right? Yeah, yeah.
I don't. That's what I seem to come here for. Why is it that I don't seem to just do the whole shit that thing?
Well, you do.
Still,
you do. You're. Let's say you're kind of noticing old familiar memes, and you're not. You could say you're not yet completely blown away by the other aspects of your present experience, which are unencumbered. But they're quite present. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. It's all we're doing. We're just, you know, I'm going fishing without a rod or a lake.
Or your fishing shirt.
Or, yeah, I should have worn my fishing shirt. We're going fishing, and we're simply clumsily, but affectionately, stumbling our way through the irrefutability. And if we're lucky, we catch a few glimpses or moments of I-lessness.
By coming here, we add bait to our hooks.
Yeah, could say that. and the, call it a confidence that is built up underneath the radar of self, starts to go, and it grows in ease and appreciation and instantaneity. And from this metaphor of a gradual, you know, relationship with awake, there may come a day, and why not today and right now, that this is so becomes the primary pal. The glee of your next moment as a possibility, as a plausibility, as sentient wonderment is taken up with the recognition of primacy. That's all. We're very acquainted with mind, right? Mind is best friend. Me, Tarzan, you mind, you cheetah, you Jane. Best friend. Right? So one's mind, one's discursive rumination, one's imagination is best friend. This is so, best friend.
Better than a dog.
All appearing in you, best friend. And will be gradually or in fits or all at once, will be accompanied by the effortless collapse of association with adornment.
Oh, effortless. Love that one.
The effortless collapse of association with adornment, which is a long way of saying this dreams. Before even what the eye's going to do about anything. Yeah, that this has actually delivered an eye.
Much of the eye seems to be controlled. You need an eye so that you have some control over this other one. The story of eye is the illusion of control over this
one. Well, is it so? Is it so?
It's a little stranger than that.
Yeah, is it so?
There's no you even ever to be found that could possibly possess control or be without control. Why make control the emphasis?
The story of control seems to be why the mind is the attempt at control.
It's adornment. You can't say this because.
Well,
because all the adornment is really an even playing field.
This adornment is part of this system.
But
this dreams.
Going back to the thought, so in respect to what you're just saying, going back to the thought that was floating as I was waking up, to
taking the fun.
Thinking.
Yeah. Before that, it wasn't really fun. It was a pre-thoughtful meander. And then I turned it into...
You're a meandering aspect. Neanderthal.
But that seems to have an aspect of control, or a desire for control, or there's some action there. There's something going on.
You see, you're making meaning right now within the void.
Well, I'm noticing that there's something.
So I'm creating meaning.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Creating meaning, which is to assert something in a void, is the illusion of I and the illusion of possession of control. This is not about anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going into the particularization of
there you
it,
go.
The
That's right.
Of it and
right.
Categorization. All
right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now that's fine to do. Who could anyone be to say that's fine or not fine to do? Shit happens, man. Yeah. So the interesting question, which is always at your fingertips, always at the tip of your nose, always, you know, in your toe jam, is how did this get to be I?
Using that
yeah,
same...
Yeah, how did it get to be I?
Do you know?
I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know. Maybe it didn't.
Well, using the same thing that I keep going back to with the thought.
Yes, you keep going back to it.
Is there... There's no need to grasp it.
I'm glad you said it.
There's no need to try to take this.
No, that's so, meaning creation.
So one can be in a state of let that just go.
Well,
it's almost like being in an opposite.
Again, that's like before you get to whether the one either lets something go or doesn't, let's take it back to who the one is. Who's the one that either lets something go or refuses to? Don't look for a state that you're going to occupy once you've let everything go. Don't look for a state that you hope to occupy once you've relinquished control. Yeah. I hear you. I get it. But see that's just it. As we play around with what arises spontaneously, which is meaning creation. And meaning creation has to be narcissistic, not necessarily in a bad way, but it just has to be narcissistic, because any meaning creation does what? Well, it seems to presume self. This is not about anything. Now, how are you going to self-improve? How are you going to be enlightened if this is not about anything? Oh yeah, and you do. I like you. Yeah, I like you too.
It's a lot of things.
It can be, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You'd be an idiot not to love you.
I'm in control of some little piece of me.
Well, is it control or is it just so?
Sadly, not still going.
Yeah, obviously you're failing when it comes to control. Yeah. How is it, or why, not that these are answerable, does this present miracle need more? Why does this present miracle reach apparently out beyond its own revelation for more, for better, for control, for durability, for explanation? Isn't this enough? Aren't you enough? Good question, right? It's the same question as why, how, when, where did this appear to take a prisoner or create a prisoner? Why? It's not enough? Now you have to be the captain of a pirate ship? This is not enough. Get my sword. Let's go. What do pirates do? Plummel.
Plunder.
Pirates plunder. Pirates plunder and pummel.
That's a good co-op. Pirates plunder.
I mean, we're never saying anything other than what we always say, even though we might use a curious metaphor from time to time. What does this look like without reference? What does it feel like without reference? How do we become convinced of insufficiency to then wish to exercise control for security, for greater joy, for something more than this already is? Where does the restlessness come from? The insatiable restlessness of self being less than.
Yeah, where does it come from? Tell us. I really don't know. It's just the all suffer.
Well, that's the Big Bang, isn't it? I mean, you know.
If you're going on a causal journey,
yeah, I mean,
and you know,
it's the whole nine,
and you're a fan of Steve Hawking or whomever.
Is there really a guy named Steve Hawking that, and he's like,
he can't talk.
But he's like this super genius dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched The Big Bang Theory and I heard reference to him and I thought there was.
Oh, he's actually been on.
Yeah,
he's the real Stephen Hawking.
The real Stephen Hawking.
And he's like, can't speak, he's in a wheelchair.
I think he can move his cheek. I'm serious.
That's how he ended it somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's unreal.
Makes words. Why do we have all this discontent?
I wish we had Steve Hawking.
That's good. That's right. That's right.
The real answer is I'm not going to do that. I got to go there.
Yes, you would.
Why is it that this is so?
This is a profound vitality. It all lies within you. It's possible to peer into the nature of one's own confusion, one's own adornment, one's own restlessness, malcontent, inspiration for control.
Peer into it and
you have to find out. It's a feeling, right?
Oh,
it's not a, legal pad and a pen.
You can teach it as much as all of us.
The entirety of this is so impersonally appearing as a remarkable bliss field is so. You can dive into this pool. Either in the shallow, even on the shallow end. When it comes to this pool, the lifeguard doesn't mind if you do a swan dive right into the shallow end.
Best to do a belly flop.
Do a belly flop from the high board. It's all good. I mean, don't you feel sometimes in one's life that we have just done a belly flop from the high board?
Oh, yeah. And most of the rest of my life is spent trying to avoid that. Yeah. Anyway.
That's conditioning. Yeah.
So let's say you're in control, everything's going your way, you've nailed this sucker. Because you met the teacher or a practice or landmark education that actually gave you the tools to make this your bitch. Then you die.
You'd be bored.
What are your... Yeah. First of all, you'd probably be bored out of your mind.
And then die.
Second of all, what is it when you get to that... When you get to those moments of your last breaths, and I know this is all conjecture, what do you want to say to yourself before it goes to zero? Nice work.
It's a good run.
Oh, shit. Look at the aspiration that may be appearing in your experience right now to make this about something, to value it. To qualify it, to make it the best that it can be for me.
My happiest thought at that moment would be, oh, it didn't happen. You know, I'd be the most awesome thing in the world. Oh my God, that guy's actually dead.
No optimist sitting down.
Why wait?
You're really. Why wait?
Kill yourself now. I read it.
We want to be free from the myth of durability. We want to be free from the myth of self. Why is that? Because we already have a profound, accurate instinct for totally awake.
Yeah.
We already know, without a shadow of a doubt, with no middlemen or women or nothing, what awake is. That's why we wrestle with hallucination. Because we already know what unencumbered being is. What this is, having had nothing occur prior. Or even now. Otherwise, you'd be fairly sanguine with your suffering. You wouldn't be a seeker.
Many people seem to be receptive and say everything's fine.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any beliefs that there's anything else. So what would be your mind basically?
We'll have to go to a Pebble Hill celebration and ask them. Excuse me, folks. I don't mean to talk out of turn, but... Yeah.
That really puzzles. How in the world can what can it be that this that the experience is not? There's a profound sense that just the filter with which I live this life is just not enough. It's like looking and trying to see through it. Like,
yeah.
Trying to look.
You're screwed. You're a seeker. You have to, you must fulfill your already present instinct of what absolute freedom is.
Even if we just, even if I just never.
Yes. You must apply yourself to that instinct.
You're right, you will never get there.
Which is the good news. Your practical nirvana.
Forum or whatever, that you think you got this down. You ride that good ride and have your life. Well, the reality is that good ride never ends. Most of us that are looking realize even the best of rides usually most
usually, as in each and every time.
Planner King was a damn good ride for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't do it for nothing. It was a damn good ride.
Yes.
And it paid for it.
Yes.
In terms of, not that I don't do practice, but in terms of my belief that it was going to give me what I'm looking for.
Right.
It's funny that ride was dependent on me thinking I'd get something.
Yes.
I'm sure if I just wrote it intently enough, I'd get it.
That's right.
But the whole thing was about.
Okay.
I was content with just the ride for a time being, thinking it would ultimately pay off.
So it's possible to be as ordinarily here as we appear to be and see that you have no future.
That's the beauty of this ride. You're not saying, you come and let's get summed up and nothing. Sometime next year, next week, next month,
I'll start charging that.
That's not the draw.
No, this is awake playtime. Yes. Right. Your present nature is nothing other than awake, profoundly and profusely adorned. Your present nature, this present nature, is nothing other than, could not possibly be anything other than perfectly and unencumberedly awake, profusely adorned.
It's like the two words, like...
Our conditioning is that we're absolutely seduced by, in love with, the adornment. It's bling. And we're playing around with seeing what this is. Unadorned. That's the new name of the group. Beyond the Bling. Hey, what do you do? Landmark? Nah, Beyond the Bling. I used to do Byron Katie, now I do Beyond the Bling. What the fuck is that? I don't know. Yeah, now it's, yeah. Now it's a daytime soap opera.
Shiny object.
Yeah, yes, 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 indeed.
Who are hanging